You're listening to the audio production of The Evaporation of Sophie Snow by Mary Weber, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Sarah Zimmerman. For my siblings, whose individuality keeps life interesting and loyalty keeps it intimate, and who secretly know I'm always right even if you won't admit it. And for Robert Perez, who impacts the world of teens and oldish people far more than he'll ever know. The planet. The ice planet arrived in the dusky heat of summer twilight, during Earth's Fourth World War, just when the moon's jeweled fingers were slipping through that one broken slat in the barn roof that Papa always said he'd fix but never did. The same slat through which he'd pointed out Ella's favorite star to Sophie and her brother, Shiloh. As if everything within Papa's wrecked heart was trying to keep their focus off Earth's brutality by reminding them of their half-sister's spot in the heavenly skies, as if their forsaken little hearts needed any reminding of where her spot or their mother's should be. Shh. Papa put a finger to his lips and beckoned Sophie over to watch the planet settle in place. I won't let anyone harm you. See how it's moving across the moon? 6-year-old Sophie mimicked him to her brother, putting her own finger to her lips. Shh, they're coming, Shy, but we won't let them harm you. To which baby Shiloh spit and giggled before swatting at a firefly. Sophie pulled his tiny hand into hers as the sinister globe stopped a good distance beyond the moon and uncomfortably too close to Earth. To them, to their little broken slatted barn.